Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I am Absolute Deicide, and this is episode 47. Go to gruntfreepress.com for, one reason or another. I think the last fucking review I put up on there was Demon's Souls, whatever, I'll get around to shit. You know me, come on, we're buddies at this point. Let's fucking relax, yeah. Yeah, I say, don't go there for gaming news, though, because, number one, I mean, fuck, I've been thinking, like, what does that even mean, like, fucking gaming news, like, what do people fucking report on, like, just, like, rumors and shit, or, like, you know, like, fucking, oh, here's what's coming out, and blah, 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 like, who cares, it's not out yet. I mean, I like to deal with, you know, what's there, I deal in the now, the here and now, but... It's just going around to the other sites. Like, what the fuck is that? I mean, remember, like, you know, I don't know. Gaming journalism sucks, pretty much, what I'm saying. And I say this as a games journalist. I mean, at this point, I mean, fucking 47 episodes. I say, you know, I'm up there. I'm a pro level, I'd say. But yeah, I mean, fucking just going around the other fucking sites. You know what I mean? I mean, that used to be a thing, remember that? Remember gaming news? Like, you know, past couple months, I mean, it's just jack shit. I mean, besides the usual just clickbait bullshit, just fucking, top 10 fucking reasons why, I don't know, fucking Mario sticks fucking mushrooms up his butt and shit like that. I don't know. I mean, it's probably because, you know, E3 is in a week or so, I think less than a week. I think Monday morning is Microsoft's thing, and it's kind of weird this year. Shit's all spread out. But, I mean, so now you get, instead of the usual bullshit, like, fucking, oh, we talked to this guy, and he said that, and blah, and he said, she said, I saw a Reddit post, and, granted, a lot of the shit does turn out to be fucking true, but fucking, like, I don't know, it's funny, is it just, you know, fucking, a lot of the companies going fucking blackout before E3, and then just, now that the news and quotes is just like, oh, he has leaks about shit that's gonna be coming to E3, so it's like, must be nice for them, it's just like, yeah, like, I don't know, 6 months of shit. I mean, fucking, you can just pull from E3, like, oh, here's what's coming to E3, here's what's rumored to be from E3, and then, like, you know, they'll be a month of fucking, oh, here's what happened at E3, and then, you know, oh, a retrospective of what happened at E3. Must be nice. I mean, fucking, I don't know. Me, I gotta actually sit here and fucking play games and, like, write shit out and talk into a microphone, and I don't know, it's tough. I get it bad. I mean, no news. I mean, they'll make their own news. I guess I'll just make my own news. Yeah, remember for like 2 years, I know I didn't fucking talk about it too much, but again, just going by other shit, you know, I get my ear to the fucking Wi-Fi. I remember VR, people talking about that. That was a thing. I mean, you still kind of hear about it here and there popping up, but, it's out, remember? Like, probably, who the fuck would even know of that? Hey, VR is out. Again, one of those things they talk about for like a week, like, hey, here's fucking Oculus and fucking Vive and whatever the fuck else, and yeah, look at these fucking games, and it's like, hey, those games kind of suck. Yep, sure do. And then fucking, I don't know, and nope, nobody gives a shit that I can see, or why would you? I just don't think anybody really cares. I just hope that shit's dead. As fucking my news is, I hope VR is fucking just dead. Because, again, looking at people who use that shit, I mean, they look fucking retarded. It's not fucking practical with fucking wires and shit coming out of their heads. You need to, you know, you need like a fucking goddamn, like, studio, like, set up to, like, do it, like, even, like, semi-right, you know what I mean? You need, like, a fucking, you know, just 10 foot by 10 foot fucking just empty space of just like, oh, this is where I use VR, and even then you still got fucking wires and garbage coming out of your fucking head, and fucking just stepping over it and tripping over it and shit. Just get the fuck out of here, dude. You look like a fucking idiot with that shit in your face. And not that I'd fucking care, like, believe it or not, I don't care if I look like a fucking idiot, but it's just like, man, just fucking just, I can just imagine, like, somebody fucking walking in on me using that shit. I mean, I'd rather fucking, rather them fucking catch me like fucking jerking off with a fucking banana up my ass or something, because, yeah, I mean, that'd just be fucking, I don't know. That'd be like fucking, that'd be it. It'd probably be like, I don't know, might as well just fucking go back to like, you know, shooting up fucking heroin in my fucking toes or something. This, I don't know. You look like a fucking idiot. It looks dumb. And again, and the games I've seen just look like fucking shovelware, trash, fucking garbage. One thing that really fucking bothers me, I didn't really think of, I'm looking at these games, is the way you move in VR. It's completely fucked. Like, you know what I mean? Cause it's just like, what, even if you had like a fucking 10 by 10 room, it's like, okay, what? So you can move fucking forward 10 feet and then what? You fucking stop, you're hitting a wall. Yeah, I mean, to be like, to have it like really immersive. I've made jokes before, like fucking, oh yeah, people are like, oh VR, I'm gonna get this, and it's gonna be like being in my own world. And I always fucking post like those fucking like really dumb videos. It's just been on, you know, since like whatever. Since I remember fucking the first like that. I'm sure there might have been one before that. Like in like the 90s, like fucking going to like malls and like, oh, put this fucking headset on and blah blah blah, or we can find ads of shit of like fucking, you know what I mean, the cheesy 90s ads of fucking, you know, a kid in VR and he's strapped to a treadmill, one of those 360 degree treadmills, and just it looks like exactly the same as the shit now. I mean, from the outside, obviously, I mean, I'm sure, whatever. It's probably not. It's probably the same thing. They probably just fucking dug those up and, oh, here you go. And fucking, here's a virtual boy strapped on your fucking face. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, to really, like, have that shit work, I mean, you'd almost have to have, like, one of those stupid, like, 360-degree treadmills you can run on. I mean, those exist, but that, like, you know, another $2,000. So, yeah, I was going to buy a fucking, just a room, you know what I mean? Just fucking, I'll buy a house, I got to make sure it just has this room of, like, nothing for where I can set up my VR. Then I'm going to buy, like, you know, $2,000 fucking computer to run it, and then I'll get the headset for like, you know, $500 or $800, and then I'll get you know, this treadmill for $2,000. Then I'll probably have to have like some kind of like, you know, cable management for the wires on the fuck, you know what I mean, to get it out of my way. It's just like, yeah, cool, VR, huh? Yeah, it's fucking dumb. I don't know, but anyway, so I'm looking at these fucking games where, you know, people are playing and they're like, you know, so what do? You get to the edge, you know? You know, I never really thought of that. I was just thinking, like, using a controller, it's almost like another, almost like a screen. At least, here's the thing, I could see that. I think they fucked the shit all up. Like, they're trying to market it as, like, fucking, like, oh, this is for, like, gamers and blah, blah, blah. Should have marketed it, you know, they should have fucking just have it presented as, like, hey, this is, like, another way to, like, watch, like, TV and movies and shit. Like, do that first, you know what I mean? They shouldn't even fucking mention goddamn games, like, at all. You know, as now as this is fucking just such an issue. You know, if they had it as, like, almost, like, standard, like, fucking, like, or whatever. Enough of a base of people that are, you know, we're using those fucking dumb headsets as, like, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even that, like, I might check that out. Like, oh, just fucking put on your head and fucking, you know, watch some fucking, like, porn or something. Like, yeah, sure, why not? Or whatever, dude. Like, you know, a movie and fucking, like, oh, and again, how it is now, like, fucking, I don't know how the hell you would fix that to not be, like, a problem being, like, 360 degrees, but just be like, all right, well, you can just look around a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, ah, cool, it's like, so they would make it like, oh, sell it as like, oh, it's all like 180 degrees. You can look around and like, maybe there's some shit. You know what I mean? So it's like fucking, oh, like unimportant shit's happening in the back, but you wouldn't have to fucking turn around. That'd be dumb because it is dumb. But anyway, so I'm looking, dude, and it's like, dude or lady, it might be a lady listening. I know. I won't be sexist. Sorry, I can't keep a straight face. So you fucking, I'm watching people play these games, and they come up to like the wall or whatever, where you would have to stop because the wall, you know, fucking whatever. Like the VR fucking ends like And what they're saying is, we figured this out. What you do is you warp, and you basically using like a pointer, and you're fucking pointing to a spot where you want to go, and you fucking, warp over there. Like it just fucking like sends you over there, and it's like that's like real shitty. Like almost like a bad like portal. You know what I mean? Something like that, or I don't know, like Dishonored or something, or whatever. Overwatch, like fucking a Reaper teleport, like fucking like oh yeah, you have to use that all the time though. Whenever you want to fucking move any kind of distance, and yeah, it's really fucking dumb. Yeah, again, I just hope the whole thing's fucking dead. And yeah, I mean, again, I'm not. I'd love to just myself completely get the fuck out of the real world as much as possible. I mean, I'm all about that. And it's just whatever. It's just the current generation of VR is fucking retarded. The companies that are making the headsets have been pushing it so fucking hard for years, like before they were even out. It's just, and none of them seem fucking ready, you know what I mean? Like they had all this time to fucking be like, all right, we gotta make sure this works. It's just like, this feels like fucking like, oh, this should have been like, what's there should have been like, hey, this is the beta, whatever. Then let's try to figure out how to make this shit not a piece of shit. But no. Again, I just hate the marketing, or hearing people say like, oh well, it can't fail because too many companies have invested too much money into it, and it's just like too big to fail and shit. It's just I just fucking hate thinking that people are that people are that gullible and they'll just buy into shit no one wants or no nobody asks for or gives a shit about how it is now anyway. Because fucking corporations spend enough money to tell them to, so they will. But of course, what am I, why would I even think that? Of course people are fucking cheap and they'll fucking buy into that shit. I'm sure there's like five people in the world who look at that shit and they're really stoked about how it is now. And oh, wow, this is exactly what I want to fucking strap this bullshit onto my face. Yeah, then there's probably like, whatever, a million people will get it because they're told to, like people tell them to fucking, oh, you have to get this, this is the future, so just buy into it now. And fucking a million people are like, yeah, cool, I have to buy this, obey, you must fucking buy. And you get all the other ones who buy it because it's fucking trendy and whatever. Everyone just fucking, instead of buying that, just buy a fucking gallon of bleach and fucking drink it and see how that fucking reality fucking strokes your fancy. I don't know. I've heard fucking reasonable people saying like, yeah, this shit does kind of suck and probably don't buy into it because it's not ready yet and just fucking wait, which is again, more reasonable. I'd fucking buy into that, but I'll bet money, as soon as the PlayStation VR shit comes out, even though it's supposed to be like the shittiest one out of like any of them, any of the big ones, as soon as that comes out, again, it's supposed to be like the shittiest fucking experience. This is the fucking least amount of games. It's all fucking whatever. It's all gonna be fucking licensed by fucking Sony or whatever. As soon as that shit comes out, the fucking internet's gonna fucking explode with, all those fucking faggot fucking PlayStation fanboys just convinced it's the fucking greatest goddamn thing in the world. And, they'll buy fucking 12 of them and tell you, oh, you need 12 because, your buddies come over and you get a fucking, Like, it's gonna be fucking retarded. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. I don't know, for some reason, just fucking out of any group of fucking people, there's this fucking PlayStation faggot fanboy. They just fucking rub me the rawest of the fucking raw. Fuck my butts. I'm having a little technical problem here with my cigarette. Again, it's going to be a fucking, group of internet fucking faggots fucking just they're just going to be, convinced it's the fucking, the greatest fucking greatest fucking thing in the world, you know what I mean? This fucking PlayStation VR is by fucking Sony and it's VR, which is fucking, you know what I mean? That's trendy, so yeah, it's just fucking ridiculous. It's awesome, yeah. I think of fucking spray fucking hot sauce in your eyes and you put it on and Sony will market it the right way and, you know, these fucking idiots won't shut the fuck up about it and just like, fuck you. It's like, oh, the way it is, it's almost like fucking Sony's like the new fucking like Apple. I'm just like, you know what I mean? People just tell you, oh, fucking iPhones, and the people, you know, these idiots won't fucking shut up about it, and then you get idiots fucking buying it, because, you know, just because, and, I don't know, but, speaking of trends, E3 predictions, because that's the thing right now, I mean, I don't really care, like I said, I just fucking, like, it's just, less than a week, E3's coming out, and just fucking, like, I'm just, again, I was off for, like, off for a week, so I fucking hadn't really given a shit about anything, or fucking listened to any fucking podcast. I was just fucking, whatever, playing Overwatch for a week straight, and I get back, I'm like, oh, cool, I got fucking 2 weeks of shit to catch up on, it's here over, just fucking, oh, here's E3 predictions, and what's gonna happen at E3, just fucking, it's the same shit, just copy and paste, So here's mine. I'm gonna fucking just jump on the fucking bandwagon. Here's my E3 predictions. My prediction is there's gonna be a bunch of gay VR shit from fucking Sony at E3, and the internet will say they've, you know, Sony won no matter what the fuck, Sony does. And again, I'm not gonna be able to by the time I record the next episode, I probably won't even have time to fucking watch like Sony's things. They do it late that Monday or whatever, but it doesn't matter. It's fucking whatever. Sony won. Just that's going to be internet fact. And fucking doesn't matter what they do. It could be fucking 2.5 hours of like how to like female castration and fucking doesn't matter. Sony won E3 already before it's even over. And then you know, you hear all this talk about new consoles, like fucking new versions, like Xbox 1.5 or fucking Scorpio, whatever the fuck, and Sony fucking Neo or PS4.5. Again, those are the big rumors, and Sony's gonna reveal the whatever, you know, the Neo and whatever. Fucking Microsoft's fucking as the system that's fucking 4 times as powerful as the Xbox One, and like, alright, it's fucking, maybe, I mean, fucking, those are rumors and speculation, just why, I still don't fucking understand why the fuck they would do that. It's just, you know, 3 years into this fucking console cycle, and it's been fucking pretty shitty console cycle as far as fucking games go, and again, I'm fucking so sick. It's just like, well, what about fucking this? All anybody's talking about, and I'm fucking, you know, I'm looking at this list of, these are the list of games coming to fucking E3, and it's just like, alright, it's like fucking half of them are like shit from like you heard about like a year ago, you know? Other ones are fucking who gives a shit, and like, again, maybe there might be fucking like some like whatever surprises I'm hoping, but it's just fucking like all anybody's talking about is, oh, there's gonna be all this new hardware. It's like, I don't give a shit about fucking like hardware. You know, where are the fucking games? I'm still waiting for fucking games. It's like, there's been like a handful of really good games in the past like few years, you know? It's like, you know, it's been like a fucking, you know, first year or two has been just all fucking remasters and like indies and blah, blah, blah. And just like garbage, like throwaway garbage, just like, or remasters, you know, it's been all these fucking remasters of shit that came out like 5 years ago. It's like, I thought this is pretty funny. I forget where the fuck I heard it from. Like this fucking, I think it was like this Xbox Life, like podcast or something. The guy was saying, you know, it's just all these, you know, remasters and remakes. It's like, For games, and now, well, guess what? Now these consoles are getting fucking remasters and remakes like 3 years in. These people are idiots, and they'll buy the same shit over and over. Yeah, I mean, fucking, again, if there's gonna be fucking, like, just wait 2 years. You can't wait fucking 2 years to just be like, here's a fucking PS6, and here's the Xbox fucking whatever, too. You know? I don't get it. Like, fucking, it's dumb. I know I sound like a fucking broken record just saying this shit over and over again. It just drives me fucking nuts. Wait 2 fucking years to release actual next generation fucking hardware. This shit's fucking dumb. And I hope they both fucking fail. Like honestly. But they won't, because people are fucking rubes. And if, again, if it's marketed right, it'll sell. because people are dumb. And as far as, like, actual games I want to see, and it's fucking, again, there's just rumors fucking swirling, fucking Red Dead 2. Yeah, dude, I mean, it's, yeah. I want to see some fucking Red Dead 2, and I hope, again, I hope it comes out, like, fucking, like, this year, like, soon, you know what I mean? I hope it's not like, Red Dead, and it's fucking, you know, fall of next year. Then, oh, no, I got delayed and that usual bullshit, and, yeah, if I just see fucking Red Dead 2 and fucking, new fucking Elder Scroll game on top of that would be fucking like icing on the cake. Like, oh, those two would be fucking great. And other than that, like, fucking, oh man, if there's fucking like a real fucking Prey 2, would be amazing. I was just talking out of my ass. I mean, you know, shit, I want to see like a Condemned 3 would be good. I mean, whatever. I'd really like. I've also heard a couple things about like a new Dead Rising would be awesome too. And I've also heard like, oh, it's going to be like a remake of the first one. I don't fucking want that. I like the first game and fucking that's it. I was fucking, it is what it is. It's fucking almost perfect. That first game is, I mean, perfect in the fact that it's kind of broken and fucked up, and it's pretty cool because of that. Leave it how it is. So, I mean, E3, that's E3. I don't know. It's E3's coming. Again, I'll watch it, I'll talk about it, and just fucking, you know, again, after, I'm just thinking back to, like, even the past, like, couple ones, and like, oh, man, remember the fucking, you know, it was the most, like, exciting, like, E3 moment. It's like, oh, I remember fucking when Microsoft and Sony announced their new consoles. It's like, yeah, so, again, fucking, what's the exciting, you know, other than that, like, what, Fallout 4, like, that was cool, fucking, you know, last year or whatever, but it's just fucking, like, I don't know, just fucking just, I don't know. On the game front, like, again, because partially just because of, like, this 24-hour always fucking bullshit fucking report every fucking rumor we hear fucking, like, news cycle. It's not like it used to be. It used to be, like, fucking, like, ah, like, you know, you look in and, you know, look at fucking E3 and, like, oh, holy shit, that looks fucking cool and that game looks awesome and blah, blah, blah. Now it's just fucking, like, oh, look at these games. It's like, yeah, cool, and they'll all probably be fucking delayed over and over again and, you know, you have to fucking hear about it, like, nonstop before the shit comes out and whatever. That's it. Just fucking, yeah, we'll watch it and just, see what gets my fucking dick hard and whatever. That's how it is. Enough of that. I'll stop. Let's talk about some Overwatch, just cause I played a shitload of Overwatch. Mostly, you know, again, I have fucking all the shit on my fucking backlog. I should be playing fucking reviews. I should be writing and whatever. I mean, just fucking, just having a tough time just getting back into my normal fucking everyday funk after, you know, my vacation last week. So, it's been, I'm just fucking throwing like Overwatch just cause it's fucking easy. I can just play for like, oh, whatever. I fucking, you know, get back from work. I'm fucking exhausted and whatever. I just fucking like, like fucking what the fuck. I'm like, you know, body hurts. And I'm fucking fall, like half asleep and I don't want to go to sleep. It's just like, it's nice. It's fucking just nice to play something kind of light and mindless. I can throw it in, play for like 10 minutes or like 5 hours, like depending on like what the fuck, like how I'm feeling, like just like whatever. And again, that'll be my excuse this week for not writing any fucking reviews or doing shit to the site or playing the hundreds of other games I should probably be playing. Yeah, I'll just start off again, try to kind of rehash or whatever. I'm just going to, whatever. Just warning, there's a lot of Overwatch talk coming. Just because, again, it's for like almost the second week in a row, it's almost all I've been playing. Actually, I think it is all I fucking played all week. So I'll just start off by saying that overall, my feelings about the game haven't really changed from fucking last week, I guess. I still think it's fun for what it is. I mean, just an online shooter that's fucking class-based, you know, only has a few different objective modes. I mean, there's not much there as far as, like, variety of fucking maps and modes and shit. I mean, you'll see everything the game has and, you know, fairly quickly. Still enjoying it. I mean, again, it'll probably be in my rotation for a while. Just fucking, I feel like playing a fucking online shooter. I'll just throw this in again, just because it's easy to fucking just pick up and play, and you can play it for like fucking 5 minutes or whatever. And, again, I don't think it's a fucking masterpiece or anything, but, you know, it's an above-average fucking online shooter, and, again, it's just fucking kind of new, just a big population, and that's pretty much what you need for to keep an online shooter going, so there you go. And another thing is, I still hate everyone I fucking play the game with. Going to a couple recent examples, going to a match, nobody picks a sniper, and you know, again, the way the game's set up, it says right on the side, and you know, big yellow or red if you really have fucking problems, like fucking boxes on the side, like, hey, there's no sniper, like, hey, you should probably have a sniper, like, whatever. So we go into a match, nobody's picked a sniper, so you know, fuck it, I pick like Picanzo. He's not the best sniper, he fucking just shoots arrows or whatever. But, you know, 30 seconds later, somebody else on my team picks fucking Hanzo too, and it's just like, Jesus Christ. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's just, that's nothing new. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? The rest of the team's pretty balanced. I mean, it's not really a big deal having two of them, so whatever. I mean, not a big deal. Then playing the game, this fucking douche gets in the text chat, and he says, you know, my win rate playing Hanzo is better than yours. You know, you should switch characters. And number one, how you even check that shit about people? I have fucking no idea. You probably have to click on their name and like whatever. He must have really fucking dug deep into my fucking thing. I don't even know how to fucking look at that shit. Like for myself, never mind fucking anybody else. Again, no clue how he did it. I mean, he's probably right, but whatever. It's not the point. Fuck you. So I say, you know what? I picked the guy first, you know, too fucking bad. He says something like, well, you should switch out because you suck as him. And again, probably, but you know what? Too fucking bad. I mean, shit like that just makes me, want to just throw the fucking, it makes me want to throw the game because this guy's a cunt. Like, I want to just fucking run out and just fucking, like, just get myself killed and just fucking whatever. Like, what I used to do in, like Halo and shit when people were being fucking, like, queer. I just fucking run behind him and just fucking, like, whatever. If he'd, like, I don't know, like, try to, like, steal shit from you or, like, yeah, like, fucking, like, steal your kills and shit or just, like, whatever. I remember playing, like, Breakout, like, he'd fucking, like, whatever, like, fucking just be a dick. If people would do that, I just fucking run behind him and, like, shoot him to take their fucking shields down and take their fucking shields down, you know what I mean? Just fucking follow him constantly and just constantly fire so people know where the fuck they are. So, you know, if people are dicks, I mean, that's fucking whatever. I don't really give a shit about fucking winning, you know what I mean? This guy probably does, so I'll just fucking, like, just ruin his fucking day by just fucking, you know, making myself as fucking least helpful as fucking possible and, like, fucking just, like, luring the enemy into him and shit, but whatever. It makes me want to do that. So that was that. You know, that guy's a fucking cunt. And then I get into another game. You're playing a neutral objective game where it's like, you know, both teams have to try to capture and hold the point. You know, it's the usual fucking, those get pretty crazy and like chaotic, and you know, both teams just kind of rush and they fucking, you know, clash and right at the point, and then like, you know, a couple people from both sides are trying to flank around, and just fucking after that, just a fucking mess. The other team fucking gets the point, they start like digging in, and it's tough to take the point back. I mean, it happens. I mean, you try to like fucking go in as a team, but it's so like, it can be over like so quick that it's hard to be like fucking like, oh, I'm going to wait around. Like you want to kind of go in or pick a couple people off and try to get them to fucking follow you or like whatever. You know, it's getting tough. Then like, you know, some fuckhead fucking, starts spamming in the chat. Like you guys got to get on the point. Everyone on the point, like fucking, why am I the only one on the point? And just fucking just like keeps like saying this shit in fucking chat. And, I'm fucking level like 60 something. You know, I played for like however many hours, like whatever, like fuck, the game says like fucking like 60 or 70, but fucking probably like 100 hours of actual like playing. You know what I mean? I think it might only count like a specific like in game, like when you're alive time, not like fucking like, I don't know. It seems like I played more than 60 hours, but, you know, I usually get matched up with people who are, like, fucking, you know, my level or, like, around there. You know, it's not, like, nothing to do with skill. It's just fucking, like, you're Just fuck. It's pretty much like how long you played is fucking what your level is. Not really your skill, but it, you know, fucking just the way it evens out. Or just fucking supposed to be your skill to match you up with. But I mean, you usually get people in like whatever, like you know, 30s to fucking like 90s. You know what I mean? Just like people will fucking play it for like a decent amount of time. So, pretty sure they all most of them fucking know how to play the game at that point. I'm pretty sure that, you know, they know how to play a fucking objective game, and seeing how it's the only fucking game, you know, the only game types that are in the fucking game are like the same fucking objective games. I'm pretty sure, you know, after a couple hours, people get it, you know. This guy's just fucking spamming the chat, like, oh, you have to take the objective you have. It's like, fucking, we know, like, you know what I mean? Guys fucking spamming the chat, fucking is just telling everybody how to fucking play the goddamn game. You know, again, it's all kind of the same objective-based shit, and just the thing is, you know, with Overwatch, it's a class-based game, and it's not every class should be fucking, they're not all fucking tanks or like whatever. They shouldn't all just be standing inside the fucking objective, like, taking it. I mean, a lot of times, some are better off fucking staying back and fucking sniping, or just like, you know, providing support, or fucking going to the back of the fucking line, or flanking, or just, you know what I mean? As I'm playing this game, I'm fucking Genji at the time. I'm fucking at the top of the map, like, I'm fucking sniping the shit out of fucking the enemy team, like, doing fucking damage, you know what I mean? I can fucking I'm just like, I'm doing my fucking job. I'm fucking up here. I'm just, you know, causing chaos. People are fucking, like, paying attention to me. I'm fucking, like, taking them down to, like, fucking whatever, half or, like, quarter health, and just, you know what I mean? Just being a pain in the ass, which I'm supposed to be fucking doing. And I can see my, you know, the rest, pretty much the entire team of on my side is fucking rushing in. It doesn't matter if they're fucking grouped up or not. They're just fucking rushing in, just getting fucking murdered because, you know, they're just getting fucking outplayed. And again, I'm doing my job, just everyone else is fucking sucking it, you know what I mean? That's kind of been a ongoing theme with this fucking game. It's like, I'm doing my job, we should be fucking winning. I don't really care, but it's just like fucking like whatever, like, I'll be fucking like Tracer, I'm in the fucking back, and there's like three people fucking chasing me or whatever. I'm just fucking all around, like, fucking being a fucking pain in the ass like I'm supposed to. It's like, well, if everybody else is doing their job, we're fucking, this is golden. And then, like, fucking, like, you know what I mean? And then this is fucking like, no, we lost by, like, whatever. We couldn't even get the first fucking point. It's like, oh, cool. Well, whatever. You know, I don't really care, but, so whatever. This guy's just bitching about, like, everybody should just be fucking just running in of the fucking, you know what I mean? Just run fucking, whatever. No thought about fucking, like, dying or how to play. You just fucking run in like a fucking idiot into the middle of the point, like, the entire team. Yeah, I mean, fuckhead's been bitching about this the whole fucking time, and that he's the only one fucking rushing the point. And then you fucking look, you know, and they show the play of the game at the end. It's just fucking hell. What do you know? Our entire fucking team all rushing in together, like fucking shoulder to shoulder, and fucking up each other's ass, getting mowed the fuck down by like a fucking like piece of shit bastion or something, just fucking mowing everybody down like no problem. They're all fucking grouped up, except me, of course, because I'm fucking doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not a fucking idiot, you know. I'm not just fucking like, oh, it's all just fucking rush in like a fucking whatever, Civil War fucking reenactment or something, like, And the game's over, the guy's just still bitching about, like, dude, I'm the only one. Just like, dude, fuck him, too. Just fuck everyone. That's it. Whatever. Fuck you, too. I'm taking a break. Welcome back to Overwatch Free Press, where we talk about Overwatch and things relating to Overwatch. And apparently there's a bustling fucking Overwatch porn scene already, so check that out if you're interested. Some nice fan art in there. So yeah, Overwatch. I'm just warning, fucking from here on out is fucking everything I have fucking to talk about is Overwatch. So if you don't give a shit, whatever. Fuck off. Shut it off, whatever. Unsubscribe. Leave a bad review. I don't know, leave some kind of review on fucking iTunes or something. I mean, I won't fucking see it. I don't use fucking iTunes. I fucking delete it off my computer because it fucking slows everything fucking down for whatever reason. It's always fucking updating and being a piece of shit and fucking with my fucking songs and shit. So, whatever. If you're dealing with that shit, write a review. Write a review of iTunes, but then write a review of gruntfreepress.com while you're at it. Or the Grunt Free Press podcast, I guess. You can't really review my site. That's private. So yeah, Overwatch. One thing I've noticed, I mean, the fucking, you know, now the game has been out for a while, or you know, maybe they just match me with people who've also played the game, you know, a shit ton already, like whatever. It kind of not as fun now that now that I've seen everything that's in the game, and you know, pretty much I'm assuming everybody else has too, fucking who's playing. So not as like surprising. I mean, it's gonna happen, but. Yeah, I mean, that element of surprise isn't there. I mean, you'd see an ultimate or something, like somebody pulls off, like, you know, an ultimate, which is like fucking whatever. It's just like a, you know, half like whatever, kill streak or whatever. You get, the more damage you do to people and the better you do, you get it'll charge faster, but it also charges up over time, like whatever. And then you pop it, and you know every character has like a unique one, and you see that for the first time, and it'd be like, oh shit, you know what the fuck is that? Like that's fucking crazy. And a lot of them would be like, you know, it'd wipe out like an entire team because nobody knows what the fuck's coming, like what to look for, or, like whatever. And somebody just fucking whatever pop off their ultimate and I just fucking like annihilate fucking everybody, you know. Now it's tough to get a good fucking ultimate fucking shot or kill like anybody at all with them, you know. It's look at like, you know, playing D.Va, like the chick in the mech or the mech suit. You know, she's not like that. She's kind of a weak character, I think, to play. I mean, she's all right. I mean, you can do some damage with her, but her ultimate is fuck whatever. You hit Y and fucking the mech fucking self-destructs, and it's a pretty big fucking explosion. It'll fucking wipe like anybody out that's fucking near it. And it used to be like somebody used that and it'd be like a fucking guaranteed like three, maybe like fucking four kills, you know, at least, if not like the entire team, if they're all fucking like grouped up, they'd be like, oh shit, like not knowing what to do. And then figure out like, if I can just fucking find like any kind of cover and hide behind it, like I'm fine, like it's not gonna fucking kill me, like whatever. You know, and now that's all anybody does. Everyone just hides from the fucking thing, and you know, you're lucky if you can take out like one fucking person with it. And it's usually, you know, whatever. If somebody dies from it or fucking whatever, it's just because they get like caught up in something, like fucking like or like it feels like cheap, like it's hiding behind the fucking like payload, and it shouldn't have killed me, but it did for whatever reason, or like whatever. You get like caught up on like geometry, trying to run the fuck away or something like that. It's not like fucking like. Again, it used to be like this thing, like, oh shit, here it comes, and like fucking like, oh, every see like the entire team just die, and I was like fucking, oh, it's coming, and everybody just fucking fucks off for a second, and like then they come back, and like it's not a big deal. So again, as I'm playing, it's just not as fucking flashy or exciting anymore. Obviously, you've seen all this shit, and you know, that's fine. I mean, that happens, and you know, again, the core game's still fun. It's just, you know, that new fucking sheen to it, and it's fucking it. That's definitely gone. It's just like, it's just playing the game and just see how long that fucking holds my interest, I guess. Now I'll give you some tips and tricks and going to some characters, because I just fucking have nothing else to talk about, I guess. So you know, I played all the characters quite a bit. The 21 of them. And again, just fucking like whatever. I'm just fucking, you know, looking online, you know, on like YouTube and shit, and just to fucking look like, all right, am I fucking playing this? You know, how do other people fucking approach this? Like whatever. I'll just fucking look at tips and fucking like whatever. I'm having a, some of the characters, like I'm having a tough time like fucking doing anything with, and you know what? My fucking tip for that is don't even bother like fucking going on YouTube, because honestly, like fucking after a while, I'm like fucking like whatever. I was looking at like Genji and shit, and just like how the fuck? It's just like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to do shit, but you don't fucking learn much from watching that shit. You're not going to learn shit you didn't know from fucking playing with them for like an hour or something. Like, you know everything you can fucking do. My pro tip is that, you know, if you want to learn a character, just fucking use them for a few rounds. And there's really not that much to each of them. I mean, they each have fucking whatever. Well, they only have a few different abilities and shit, so you'll figure that out pretty quick. A couple of things I actually didn't know or fucking didn't really figure out. We playing one of the payload games, like the objective games, where you gotta follow like whether it's like a car or like a train or whatever that's fucking moving. You gotta be like next to it to move it. If you're next to it, it heals you like when you're near it. It's not like crazy fast or anything, but it's like fucking like Lucio is fucking healing you, or like Zenyatta, whatever the fuck. Like him throwing an orb on you. Again, it's not like crazy, but I mean, like fucking, like, you know, a lot of the characters can't fucking heal themselves, and like fucking, I just get into a fucking firefight and trying to get here, and my health's down. Just fucking stay near that fucking thing, like stay on it. I mean, you should be doing it anyway for the most part, but I mean, fucking, no one's, none of the enemies are around, and it's fucking like whatever. Even if you're fucking defending, just fucking get up on that shit, and fucking it'll heal you up, and you know, as people are fucking like, you know, trickling in, maybe you're fighting for the fucking point, just stay near it, it's just gonna fucking heal you. And again, the game doesn't fucking tell you that, so yeah, just play at least fucking, you know, near the fucking thing, you know. And I also finally figured out how to turn off the text chat, which is driving me nuts. I mean, I was fucking talking earlier about all these fucking douchebags. Why don't you just fucking turn this fucking text chat off so I don't have to fucking look at these fucking idiots. So I figured out how to do it. It's just kind of weird. As you gotta be in a game. Just you gotta press P. It opens up some options and shit. You can mute, like go down the line and mute individual players, or you know, just do yourself a favor. You can just fucking mute the entire like the channel, like the text channel, so you know, can't see fucking anybody fucking texting. I mean, you can still and you gotta, you know, go into the volume options and set the voice chat all the way down to zero. So you do that, you're not going to see any fucking anybody, any player, like, I mean, you still see, like, fucking whatever, like, the stupid things, like, the actual in-game, like, emotes and, like, whatever, like, oh, hi, and fucking shit like that, or, like, their voice lines, or, you know, I need health and shit like that, but you're not going to see people, like, typing in, like, GG, GG, fucking, you know, oh, you're going to suck, oh, bad team. It's like, yep, it is a bad team. You're right, but I don't want to fucking, like, read you. I don't want to see the fucking screen filled up with this garbage. So you do that, fucking hit P, and just fucking just find that the channel, the little, it's like a little, what do you want to call it, fucking text bubble or whatever. Just fucking turn that off, and there you go. You're good to go. You're not going to fucking hear anybody or fucking see him type, and, you know, now you're playing an online game the fucking, the absolute deicide way, the antisocial way. It's the way to do it. Another little pointer is, don't be afraid to swap out characters, like, mid-game. You know, if you're having a tough time, you're just fucking, you know, spawning and dying, and your team's not getting anywhere or fucking doing anything, just try something else. I mean, before it's fucking too late and fucking whatever. I mean, it just could be the fucking, the other team's better, but you know, a lot of the times it's just fucking, I switched up to something that, you know, they have a harder time countering, and it's just fucking, it mixes it up enough that they have to fucking, like, oh shit, they gotta switch up their strategy, and it could just be like fucking, you know, just that one character could make all the fucking difference in the world, you know? If you're getting mowed down by fucking turrets or whatever, just, you know, switch to a fucking sniper so you can stand back and out of the range and fucking snipe them out, or fucking Pharaoh where you can fucking, you know, same thing, or at least fucking, you know, pop out and use the rockets on them and fucking pop back into cover before they can fucking hit you. Yeah, I mean, just trying a fucking different approach to shit is not going to hurt. And the only downside is, you know, your ultimate cooldown gets reset. So, I mean, if you're like, whatever, if you're like 80% or something, if you're close to getting your fucking ultimate, I mean, maybe wait for it to fill up and fucking use it and fucking switch. And, you know, maybe that'll fucking, whatever, if you use it and your teammates and shit use theirs and whatever, maybe that can fucking push it forward too. But, I mean, it's also just, again, it's something, just try something different and fucking, you know, if, and also if you're switching up, I mean, you're not going to get like, you know, get that card at the end of the match. Like, you know what I mean? You see like the shit, like fucking, oh, like these are like the top players and whatever, the fucking healer fucking healed, like whatever, you know, 10,000 points of damage, and the fucking tank blocked like fucking, you know, 12,000 points of damage, or this guy like a fucking 15 kill, like it kind of resets all those, that shit too. I mean, you still get like the credit for it, and at the end it'll say like, oh, all heroes or whatever, but it's not gonna, you're not gonna get like, probably not gonna get that card if you're switching like two or three times or like whatever. But honestly, like, you know, it's gonna fuck up your stats for that. I mean, just for that. But who gives a shit? I mean, who cares? That's another tip. I mean, don't try to go for like, you know, crazy plays of the game or like fucking that shit or like stat padding. Again, nobody gives a shit. I mean, just fucking like, oh, cool. You know, I fucking saved my fucking ultimate half the game and I fucking used my rip tire and I killed like fucking four people, but nowhere near the fucking objective, and they just fucking respawned like together and now they're all back. I mean, again, those cards, and the plays of the games are usually fucked up or like retarded or whatever. Anyway, it's like fucking, I had one, I'm just fucking whatever, I'm playing like fucking Junkrat, I'm just fucking spamming my fucking artillery shells into like fucking over a wall, like fucking, you know what I mean, I'm just fucking like sitting there for like a minute, just dump, and I fucking like killed somebody. He's like, oh, play of the game, just fucking dump, one person dies, and like fucking that was it. And I'm like, yeah, it's, I don't know, people are laughing at it. I thought it's pretty funny too. It was fucking, oh, this fucking pure MLG play right there, like fucking, you know what I mean, blindly fire until I hit somebody. Yeah, so I mean, whatever. I mean, fucking, again, those like the cards and shit and people voting for you, like, doesn't fucking mean, you don't get anything extra for it. It doesn't fucking mean shit. I mean, just fucking play the game how you want to play the fucking game and don't try to be like, you know, oh, I'm saving this for like fucking whatever, something big, or I don't want to switch out because then my fucking card won't be, who gives a shit. I mean, it does, again, it doesn't do fucking anything for you. Just fucking don't worry about it. Just the thing is funny, I've heard from like half a dozen fucking people playing, you know. Different, you know, again, just like podcasts and shit, I just keep hearing people saying, oh, don't play with a fucking controller on PC. I mean, you can't do it. I mean, you're just gonna get fucking destroyed and it's awful. And again, just fuck you. You know, I'm playing with a fucking controller on fucking PC. I'm doing fucking fine. You know, it's funny, again, I was watching like different videos of people playing with like, you know, keyboard and mouse, and they look like fucking goddamn spazzes when they're doing it. I mean, they're just fucking randomly, you know, bouncing around for like no reason, and you know, they have shit fucking movement control on a keyboard, so it's like, you just see them like fucking, like, you know, if you're on a controller, it's like, oh, fucking like, I'll lean behind a wall, fucking lean out, and just fucking, you know what I mean, kind of like fucking looking and moving around, fucking on a keyboard, it's just fucking whatever, like, you know, 80, like fucking just like, oh, I'm spazzing, like fucking the mouse is all fucking spazzing. It's like, dude, like, I understand, like, oh, it's more like precise, like whatever. I mean, yeah, just fucking, you know what I mean, fucking the mouse is fucking the precision aiming, but again, it's like, dude, I'm not MLG, dude, I don't give a shit. I'd rather be fucking comfortable fucking laying down my fucking controller when I fucking play, so what the fuck ever, who cares. I mean, there aren't any ranked games yet. I mean, it's just like the casual, just fucking go in, and it says something like, oh, you know, get matched with people of your skill level or whatever, but there's no like actual like ranked games. And I think that they're supposed to be coming out sometime this month or early fucking next month, and I am curious to fucking play those. I mean, again, it's fucking, this is how I'm not fucking MLG, but fucking if I have the choice between like ranked or unranked. Like, I'd rather fucking play. I'll play a fucking ranked fucking game mode any fucking day, because I'm at least I can fucking see, like, oh, here, this is your whatever fucking skill level when you're matched against these fucking people of this skill. And it's like, fuck, oh, it's some kind of like measure. I'm sure it does the same thing when you're playing the other mode, but. And actually, fucking whatever system they're using for the quick play, it seems to fucking work almost perfectly. I mean, fucking just statistically fucking speaking, anyway, it's just like I have almost exactly fucking equal amount of wins and losses. I mean, I have like whatever, like 250 wins and like 250 losses, like whatever, something like that. So it's like, you know, you look at like just like the stat wise, it's like, well, that's like perfect. So this, you know what I mean? The matching system's working perfectly. I mean, I'm fucking right where I should be. I mean, although it does seem like fucking when I win, it's like a last second fucking miracle or something, where, you know, down to the last fucking second, I'm ready to just say, like, dude, fuck this, you know, my fucking team sucks, I'm gonna fucking rate this match fucking 1 star and fucking find a new room. I do that. Like, if I'm just, like, just to the point where it's like, oh, attack, and we can't get out of our fucking spawn, or it's like, you're defending, and they just fucking just roll right through you in, like, a minute. Like, you can, like, rate the matches, like, those ones, I'm like, dude, fuck this. I just fucking, you know, rate it, like, 1, 2, 3, or whatever. Like, this is, like, that was garbage. I just fucking rate it, like, 1 star and just fucking leave afterwards and find a new fucking room. It seems like a lot of my wins have been, like, fucking, like, oh, this is terrible, like, we're getting fucking murdered, this sucks, and then, like, fucking whatever, just a last fucking second, like, rally, you know, which is kind of cool, but it's just fucking, like, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you hold the fucking payload for, like, the, you know, last 2 feet, and it's, like, kind of cool, but it's, like, fucking, you know, that seems to be, like, a lot of time when I win is fucking, like, skin of the fucking teeth, like, Jesus Christ. But then when I lose, it's like fucking the other team's just fucking stomping us and no fucking chance, and it's over in fucking 2 minutes. They just fucking shut us right the fuck down. Maybe just like it's like a psychological thing. It just fucking, like, seems that way, you know. But I mean, again, statistically, almost fucking flawless. Like, again, playing it, it's like fucking, it feels like I get fucking stomped more than I fucking win, but, you know, you look at, like, the stats, it's like, ah, dude, my kill-death ratio, whatever, it's a lot fucking higher than it usually is in fucking other games. It's like fucking, like, 2-to-1 or some shit. It's hard to, I mean, they do measure it weird, where it's like, if you do, like, any kind of damage to an enemy, it counts as a kill, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I can fucking wing somebody for, like, fucking 5 points of damage, and then somebody else fucking kills them. It's like, oh, you get an elimination, cool, I mean, like, whatever. Not much of a fucking measure of anything, plus it's, pure objective-based games. It's not like a fucking team deathmatch. I mean, kills don't really mean shit if they're not, like, contributing to, like, securing that point. So, I mean, what the fuck that really means in these games? I mean, not much. Yeah, like, earlier today I was playing, it was like, I got in this, like, crazy fucking streak where it's like, I was fucking playing one game, I was like fucking like 18-0, and then I play like the next game, I'm like 15-0. I'm like, dude, this is fucking nuts. Like, this fucking, what am I, like, fucking crazy good now or something, or the fucking whatever, I don't know. And I was fucking like feeling real fucking hot about that, and then like fucking the next like whatever 5 games, it's like, oh, I'm just getting stomped, and I'm fucking like whatever, nothing. Like, again, KD doesn't fucking mean much, but it just seems like stat wise fucking matching up, you win half your games, which is fucking perfect. Let's fucking just go down into some characters from Overwatch, and I know it's fucking weird to talk about, and I know it probably sounds kind of gay if you even played the game, or really gay, but yeah, I mean, the characters are pretty fucking distinct, and you pick up on them really quick because, you know, again, they all have these fucking unique guns and they all have unique abilities. So it's, you know, I want to play with a shotgun. You know, I'm going to pick a Reaper. And it's not just like fucking, oh, here's a shotgun. It's like fucking, well, he fucking has like his own way of playing. He's got his own fucking like little, abilities. And you know what I mean? So it's just fucking like, again, they're like distinct, and, Yeah, I mean, fucking, or I want to play a sniper and fucking, oh, I'll be fucking Widowmaker. And it's like, oh, no, I have this fucking, like, grappling hook, and you get a, like, you know what I mean? Just, again, they're real easy to fucking pick up. And it's just fucking, like, once you know, it's just fucking, whatever. So, again, fucking all I play this week, so fucking, please fucking bear with me here. I just go down the fucking list. I mean, call me a faggot if I want. That's fine. Because I know I would call somebody a faggot if I was like, you know, whatever. It's like, again, like fucking hearing somebody like talk about like, like fucking League of Legends or fucking Dota characters or some shit, which I don't fucking play. And it's fucking, as soon as I hear that, I'm like, oh, Christ, here we go. Just fucking shut my brain off. So there you go. Just, at least I'll give you the warning. So still get some time here. And, I'm gonna talk about fucking Overwatch characters. Genji, who I talked about earlier, who is the a cyborg ninja. And it's just my thing is I can't fucking figure this guy out, like how to fucking play him right for whatever reason. He's got, for like a projectile, he's got shurikens, and he throws three of them at a time, either in like a straight line, that you use if you're aiming at somebody in the distance, or you throw all three of them at once, and usually use it if there's somebody close to you, or there's a lot of people, like, right, it's like a fan, like a spread almost. They do okay damage. It's not great, and it's hard to hit people with them just because they're slow. I mean, like, fucking, you throw them all, it's like 1, 2, 3, and it's just fucking, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, it's not, they don't just all come out at once, you know? Unless you do the fan, which again, the guy's gotta be like right up your ass or whatever. Or you're up his ass, hopefully. He's got some his abilities. He's got some melee moves. He's got a lunge attack called Swift Strike, and he just dashes forward like quite a bit, like I don't know, 10 feet or so. He just fucking dashes with his fucking sword and just like swipes. That does pretty good damage. And he can reflect bullets and shit back at attackers, and that's probably his best move. I mean, especially against like turrets and bastions and shit. But it only lasts a couple seconds, so you gotta be smart about using it, and you really gotta like bait people into attacking you, because again, it only lasts a couple seconds, and if they know it's fucking coming, they're not gonna fucking shoot at you. So it can be kind of tricky. But if you try going for it and you fucking whiff it, I mean, you're probably just fucked. You're fucking just kind of out there in the middle of nowhere, just fucking, you know, whatever. Again, tricky to use, but it's cool if you can pull it off. Like, fucking somebody's fucking just laying on the fucking turret and you just fucking, like, oh, I reflect everything back in your face and you're fucking dead and fuck you. That's pretty cool. But again, I find them fucking difficult to really use and fucking do much with them. Quite a few times I've got fucking rocked by like people really good with them, and on the, you know, when they're on the other team. So just something with them just doesn't fucking click with me just yet. I mean, there's some convoluted shit with the Swift Strike, where if you kill somebody, it cools down like immediately, so you could fucking use it over and over, you know. It seems real like fucking like micromanage-y or like fucking whatever. You get a like what do you want to call it, like meter, you gotta fucking just manage your fucking meters, like, so fucking, so closely, it's fucking, I don't know, you know, again, it's not like that Swift Strike's like an instant kill or anything. Again, it does do good damage. He's just fucking, he's kind of complicated to play. It just seems like fucking one of those deals, it's like anytime I want to fuck around with them, and like, I want to get good with fucking this, you know, this fucking ninja, like fucking Genji or whatever. It's just like the rest of my team's fucking garbage, you know what I mean? It's like, we can't fucking have like me just sticking around if we're gonna get fucking ruined. So I mean, you know, again, he's one of these guys where it's like fucking, like, you need like a front, like you need like a good strong push from the fucking going one way, so you can kind of fucking come up behind everybody and fuck with them, but the rest of your team sucks, and they're all fucking scattered around, and they're getting fucking destroyed. It's like, oh, well, what am I doing? I'm just fucking hopping around, and fucking, like, as soon as something happens, the entire team's, like, fucking on me or whatever. Yeah, so and then you're getting fucking like triple teamed fucking constantly. You know, fucking the rest of your team's fucking dead or like whatever. That nobody's fucking paying attention or taking the shit seriously in the fucking front. They're just like, oh, whatever, walking around setting shit up and all ways. Who's this idiot in the back? And they fucking murder you. For his ultimate, he pulls out a swirling like dragon sword thing and. Then what you do with it, I don't fucking know, because I can't ever get a fucking a good run with the fucking thing or figure out what you're supposed to do with it. I think it just fucking makes your fucking melee strikes more powerful, like your fucking swift strike and your fucking, like, whatever. Just your regular melee, but again, I can't ever get a good run with the fucking thing or figure out what to do with it. And again, I've seen other people playing fucking Genji, they just fucking pop that shit and they just fucking just go nuts and fucking wreck house. But now what the fuck they're doing different, I don't know. I guess I just suck with fucking Genji. And again, even I'm looking at fucking like YouTube videos and shit and fucking like, oh yeah, you just do this. It's like fucking, so I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm still getting wrecked. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Pretty much just fucking the YouTube videos. Like, yeah, I'll just fucking do this and this and fucking spaz out and get good. And it's like, yeah, cool, I guess so, but whatever. He's a tough character to use. I can't fucking figure him out, but whatever. That was Genji. And then next up is you get McCree, who's a fucking cowboy with a fucking six-shot revolver. And you can use a regular, like, right trigger, single shot, and you can fucking get some range or fucking whatever. Go for, like, headshots or that shit, or if you pull the left trigger, you just fucking empty your gun out and fucking, you know, fire every bullet you get in your gun, like, fucking rapidly, like, fucking real quick. And he's alright. He's a bit easier to play than fucking Genji. I mean, he's slow, he doesn't have much health, so the best way I found to play him is, you know, start out kind of behind your team or behind your tanks anyway. Fucking, you know, if there's somebody with a shield or some shit, and just start off taking fucking pot shots at people. And then as you move up, you kind of branch out and you want to kind of like corner people and isolate them and fucking just kind of pop out behind a fucking wall when you're next to them and fucking flashbang them and just use like the use that left, you know, use your flashbang and fucking stuns them. They're just fucking sitting there dazed. You just fucking use your left click and just empty all your gun, like, point blank in their fucking face, hopefully. You can kill them pretty fucking quick. And, you know, if you run up against anybody fucking really good with fucking McCree, it can be pretty fucking obnoxious. Like, they're just constantly fucking stunning and fucking murdering you. It's just fucking, like, ridiculous. Like, it's fucking, like, almost like an instant kill. Just bam, and fucking you're blind, and then fucking empties his fucking gun into your face. It's like, he does that shit over and over again. It's ridiculous. I can do okay with him. I'm not great, because it's, again, it's not really my play style. Fucking just, oh, wait around this fucking corner and, or whatever, try to be fucking sneaky and shit. Like, that's not really my thing. I get fucking impatient and just fucking like, oh, I'll run out, I have fucking whatever, I have a gun, I'll just fucking just start firing. It's like, oh yeah, I can't fucking heal, I can't do anything, I'm just fucking like pretty weak. And also for whatever fucking reason, I swear I can have somebody fucking flashbanged. all of them fucking stunned. You know, I'll have my gun up their fucking ass or in their fucking face or their chest or whatever. I'm fucking like, I got him. I'll fucking empty up the fucking thing, dude. And I'll still miss like half the fucking shots. It just seems to miss. I mean, it does like fucking like crawl, like I'll crawl like up. It's got like wicked recoil when you use it. It's like fucking every shot, fucking the gun's like creeping up. So I'm like, oh, I'll fucking just use it. I'll start off with the fucking chest and I'll just fucking go up and do a, you know, six shots quick and fucking, you know, a few of them in their fucking face, like whatever. But, I mean, it seems like fucking, like, right here, I got them, they're stunned, fucking unload my fucking clip, and it's like fucking, like, wow, how come, like, fucking only, like, a quarter of their fucking health went down, and fucking, I don't know, then they fucking live, and they, like, do whatever, their fucking thing, and, I don't know what the fucking problem is there. It seems to happen a lot, and again, fucking watching videos or fucking seeing people play who are fucking good with them, it's like, it's just, they're, like, wicked, like, consistent, just blam, and fucking this murder, and I don't know. I don't know what the fucking problem is. Then his ultimate is basically fucking Deadeye from fucking Red Dead, and he'll automatically lines up headshots on anybody you can see. Hence why he says, got you in my sights, and then fucking this fucking circle pops up. You get anybody in the circle, and fucking other little circles will pop up, and they just fucking converge onto him, and then it turns red, their headshots, so you fucking pull the trigger, and hopefully kill him. Seems easy, you know, I've seen for some fucking crazy kills with it, but, again, like a lot of things in the fucking game, like, you know, everybody else seems to be, not everybody, but you see people just fucking, like, get, like, crazy shit with it, and it's like, I can do that, fucking cool, I get it, you know, I get it, but getting it and fucking pulling it off are two fucking different things, so, yeah, I just have fucking trouble with it sometimes, and, you know, I swear I'll have, like, fucking three people lined up, and I'll pull the trigger, and then it's like, you killed one person. It's like, I don't know why, like, fucking, I guess so. Could have something to do with me using a fucking controller. Like I said, for the most part, I'm fine with using a controller, but fucking every now and then it seems like it just bugs the fuck out, and, I won't have, like, complete control of where I'm aiming. And that might have something to do with fucking just, like, whatever, that any kind of, like, auto-aim thing, like the High Noon or fucking Soldier 76 got, like, has, like, a... His ultimate, too, is basically just fucking auto-aim with the fucking anybody that's in, like, that circle, the fucking... Your shots will fucking hit him, like, whatever. Yeah, but it seems like, if anybody, like, not me, like, if there's, like, a Soldier 76 on the other team, and you fucking hear him, like, oh, I got you in my sights, like, whatever, then, like, my fucking cursor just starts fucking up, and it's fucking, like, it's just all over the fucking place, and, like, you know, the fucks of the crosshairs, like, the game, almost feels like the game's, like, lagging or something, and, like, trying to catch up. It's weird. I mean, it only happens every now and then, like, it's not, like, every time or whatever, every game, but it does happen, where it's, like, fucking, like, what the fuck, like, fucking, like, I'm just, like, almost, like, auto-locking onto fucking people, but it's not, like, it's a fucking, like, helpful thing, it's just, like, fucking, like, oh, like, fucking, what the fuck am I aiming at, it's just fucking, the thing's just, like, tweaking out, happens, like, infrequently, but enough that I'm, like, what the fuck, and it just seems to, like, correlate with fucking people using that auto-aim shit, and fucking... Or it's almost like fucking whatever. If I'll play with like the controller and you like, I'll kick like the fucking, my mouse pad or my fucking Hyrule fucking Historia book, or I fucking have my mouse resting and it's like, what the fuck? Like why is my fucking cursor all over the place? Oh, because I'm fucking like, my mouse is moving. The fucking shit's freaking out. Like it feels like that. Like, what the fuck is, what's going on? I have like no control over what the fuck's going on. So again, that happens every now and then. Like, I don't know. So yeah, I mean, just fucking going down the list to get Pharah, and again, I realize if you don't give a shit about the game, I might as well be fucking talking about like Pokemon or something at this point. But fuck you. Pharah's got a jetpack and a rocket launcher, and yeah, I really really like using her because you can get up high where you know a lot of the other characters literally can't do anything about it. Yeah, you can get a drop on people who think they're safe, like fucking people hiding behind a shield, they just fucking go up in the air fucking above them or like behind them and just fucking like rain down shit on them. It's just fun. It's just fun to fuck around within the air and just fucking pelt people with fucking rockets. I mean, this fucking's pretty good. One thing I did do with her, little pro tip, I went to the settings and I changed her jump from the A button to the right bumper. So you press the right bumper to jump. Bumper jumper, I guess. You can do that like per character. Like you can just go in instead of like, you know, overall controls, you just a little drop down menu. You can just fucking, oh, this character, I want to fuck around with the fucking the things. I just think it's fucking way easier to control that way because you're almost always like pumping the fucking jump button, bumper jumper. So I mean you don't want to have that as like a face button, you know what I mean? You want to be able to fucking use the stick and fucking fuck with that at the same time. it almost feels like a throwback to like Halo's fucking jetpack or some shit, which I get decent with that, like controlling like fucking, you know, the thrust and shit. I think I'm pretty sure that used the bumper I did anyway for that too. So she, you know, she's got two abilities too. The most useful one is just a quick like vertical boost, like a jet boost into the fucking air. It sends you fucking real high, real fast. You almost always want to be up in the air. Almost always want to be in the air. Unless it's somebody fucking like sniping you or some shit. You don't want to be like fucking way up there. And it's also good for just being a douche. You know, at the beginning of the match where everyone's just fucking around in like the base or whatever. You know, I got her voice line. I hit it and it says, sorry, time to jet. And I just fucking like hit that thing. She just fucking boosts up in the air. And I just, go up, like, way the fuck up to the ceiling and put a fucking spray up there. And it's super cheesy, but hey, you know, fuck you. Gotta have fun sometimes. It's all about fucking fun. Her other abilities is a concussion bomb that I don't really use too much. It sends people flying, but I don't think it does any damage at all. So you know, it's kind of like situational. I mean, so it's hard to land it and do anything like meaningful with it. I mean, I just rather, if I have a shot on somebody, I'd rather just fucking hit him with a fucking rocket and do some damage rather than like push him. I mean, you can do some like fancy shit with it yourself, I guess, you know, fucking you jump and like shoot it at the ground and give yourself a boost, then like get like the fucking the jet boost ability or whatever and get like really fucking high up or whatever, almost like using it as like a second boost, like off walls and shit. But I don't know, a little too fucking advanced for me to fucking worry about it, you know, or I guess you can use it if fucking whatever, somebody's like near a ledge or some shit, you fucking use it and like knock them off and like kill them maybe. But again, that's really fucking advanced and fucking situational. It's not really something I go for. It's whatever. It's just fucking like, if I have nothing else, you know, to fuck around with, or like if everyone's just grouped up and I can just, you know, cause a little bit of fucking chaos by fucking just shooting it, sure, I guess. But I'd almost rather just be fucking firing rockets all the time. And you know, her ultimate, she fires a shitload of little rockets, and it can be pretty fucking deadly if you use it right with a bunch of enemies underneath you. The downside to it is you're stuck in place wherever you use it. So, I mean, if you're like, you know, I'm like, I'm going to use my ultimate, I'm going to fucking boost way the fuck up in the air, and I see a bunch of people, and now I'm going to use it, and if they see you, you know, they're fucking looking for you, and you're like a sniper or whatever, a soldier or somebody fucking looking at you, you're fucking using it, and or a turret fucking aiming at you, you can't move for like fucking whatever, like the 3 seconds you're fucking shooting the rocket, so they have fucking free reign to fucking pump fucking shots in your face. So, yeah, that's fair, though. She's pretty cool to play. And, last one, I guess I'll do. So relax. You get a Reaper. It's, another pretty easy character to play. Talked about him before. He's, you know, he's got two shotguns. Just fire them and fucking like whatever. You know, obviously you gotta get close to enemies to do any sort of damage with him. It can be tough to pull off because he's kind of slow. Doesn't have much health, but, he does have a couple unique abilities he can use to help you out. First you get a teleport you can use to fucking travel a pretty decent distance or get behind people or like up on ledges and shit. And basically you want to use it when nobody sees you, nobody's looking at you, or and end up in places no one's looking, because there's a bit of delay on it between like when you fucking like whatever, you'll go into it, and when you fucking like pop out of it, it's just fucking, you're just kind of like stuck there. And again, people can hit you and fucking like whatever as you're popping in and out, and they can see like a it's like a red like mist like swirl thing where, you know, where you're gonna pop up. So if somebody sees you, they're gonna fucking whatever, they're right there, and you know, they can shoot the shit out of you before you can even like pop out completely, like fully materialized, and even like get a shot off if fucking they're waiting for it. So more like a little sneaky thing, just fucking like, oh, I'll fucking like get up on this ledge and fucking, oh, everybody's looking this way, and pop here behind them in this fucking alley and try to fucking get up behind it before he starts shooting. His second ability is a wraith form where you're invulnerable for a few seconds, and you know, nothing can hurt you, but people can still see you. So it's not like, that's not something to use to like be like sneaky or whatever. Like, you're not invisible. I mean, they can see you pretty clearly. So, I want to use it to like use it out in the open or anything, or try to be sneaky with it. I mean, what's going to happen is they'll just follow you and they'll just fuck you up as soon as it wears off. It's almost basically like an oh shit button, like fucking whatever, like you did fucking like do like the teleport and like, oh shit, somebody did see me and fucking now I'm just like here in the middle of fucking nowhere and get a shot if you can, maybe use it to fucking float over to like some health or something, or you can use it to bait people into chasing you, you know, and just fucking like, oh shit, like fucking, oh, I popped out, people, you know, a couple of people shooting at me, I'll fucking use this, try to get them to chase me and like, you know, back them up into your fucking entire team or somebody waiting you there, like a turret or something around the corner or something like that. Then for his ultimate, he twirls around and just fucking unloads his shotguns in like 360 degrees just fucking real quick. And that can be pretty fucking brutal if you use it right. Like if you're behind fucking, again, if you, like you should be, you're fucking behind enemy lines, they're all grouped up and they're not fucking paying attention to you. And you just pop that shit and you can still be shot while you're fucking using it. I mean, they can still shoot you, they can still kill you. So it's like fucking off, a sniper is like fucking looking at you and it's like, oh, cool, I'm going to be fucking, this is going to be great. And then fucking get fucking shot in the head at once, you just drop, or like the entire team's looking at you and they just fucking murder you. So you can't really get away with like fucking, you know, fucking charge into a group like a fucking maniac and fucking popping it and hoping you're going to survive, because you won't. Again, you want to try to be like sneaky all the time and try to be close and hopefully behind people before you start shooting them. You preferably use it when they're all fucking looking somewhere else and they don't know what's coming. You can, another little tip is you can fucking move around while you're using it. You don't have to just fucking stand in one spot. Like, you can fucking pop it and, you know, almost like around a corner and just fucking, oh, I'm going to pop it. And then, like, as soon as I start, I'm going to fucking use a left stick and just fucking, like, move, like, creep into the fucking, into this pack of people. So it's like fucking, they'll hear it and they'll freak out. Like, what the fuck? Where's it coming from? And, you know, again, all the ultimates, they fucking yell something, so... And people know what they are, so it's like, oh, where the fuck is this? And like fucking nobody's getting shot and they can't figure it out, so they're all fucking like freaking looking around, and then you can just kinda poke around the fucking corner and just fucking hopefully get some people. And that's Reaper, and that'll be it, I swear, for fucking that's it for now. I mean, I'm not gonna say might go in later, and there probably will be more. I mean, who the fuck knows? I don't know. Even I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. So again, that's the show, we'll say. Next week is obviously E3. I mean, again, that's Monday, and I don't know, it's all fucking, the shit's all spread out. We get all these different companies doing their own fucking E3 things, and all I know fucking for sure is like the big ones are fucking Microsoft and Sony, which Microsoft does theirs like fucking pretty early in the morning, so I can always catch that fucking Monday. And then like Sony, I always get to catch some fucking kind of like rebroadcast or whatever, because whatever the fuck they do, there's like 6 at night or some shit, or like 8, and I'm like, dude, I'm in fucking bed, like, I don't give a shit, like, fucking, so don't take that as some kind of, like, fanboy thing, it's just fucking how it is, how it lines up with my fucking, sleep schedule and shit. And, yeah, and you get all the other ones, like EA and fucking whatever, Bethesda, whatever the fuck they're doing, this, so it's just all spread out and shit, so who the fuck knows. That's that. So if, next week will be at least E3 Part 1 report, I guess. Game-wise, I'm picking up a couple new ones, so it won't all just be Overwatch characters. Or it might be. Maybe it's Will, but fuck you. This is what's go by step by step, and this is then we'll go map by map. Like, who knows? I don't know. But game-wise, yeah, we have fucking Mirror's Edge Catalyst, and that's already loaded up and shit. So probably play that. Early word is fucking not very good. And again, I played the beta and I was like, yeah, this isn't very good, but whatever. It's fucking, I'll have to check it out and see. Maybe I'll do that and fucking Homefront and have a fucking party. I'm also getting, Odin Sphere on PS4, which is, it's a remake of a PS2 game. I never get to play. It came out like real late in the fucking PS2 fucking, console fucking life, I think, and I'd already fucking moved on or whatever, but I was like, yeah, it looks cool. And then they fucking made like Dragon's Crown. I kind of want to play Dragon's Crown too, which is fucking, I have a PS3 now, so it's like whatever, I could fucking get that too if I wanted, but I thought that was getting remade too, so I'm not sure if I want to fucking buy both, whatever. Yeah, Odin Sphere is like a 2D action RPG, and just you know, just like hand drawn fucking animation and shit. Looks really good. Supposed to be good too, so we'll see. And so I can almost promise it's not gonna all be Overwatch, but I might dig into some Dark Souls too, just to keep it fresh. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com for you can email for whatever. Who's your favorite Overwatch character? Yeah, whatever. That's it. Stay frosty.
Yeah.